It's July 12. My listener Linda sent me an email thanking me for this podcast and asking a question that I found very important and one requiring a large, detailed answer. Linda asks, what is happening with the financial system of Ukraine against the backdrop of a full-scale war? Do people have an opportunity to transfer and receive money, pay with cards and use other currencies besides the Ukrainian hryvnia? The experience of our wars suggests that the banking system is often one of the first victims of hostilities and takes a long time to recover, even after the war is over. I remember how in the city of Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan a few years ago, I was looking for a working ATM in order to withdraw some cash. A Google search showed at that time in a city with a population of under 2 million people, either 3 or 4 ATMs were installed. I traveled around all the addresses indicated in order to find out that the only one of them worked. Of course, the farthest one installed at the airport, located at a decent distance from the city. In Syria, which is completely cut off from the international banking system due to sanctions against the regime of Bashar al-Assad, it is simply impossible to withdraw money from a foreign card, as well as pay with this card in a store or hotel. If you run out of cash, then there is only one way to replenish the stock. Take a bus and go to neighboring Lebanon, where ATMs work and you can safely withdraw as much money as you need or as much as you have. I've ridden this way myself a few times. And not only Syria and Iraq put me in an awkward financial position. In New York City, after Hurricane Sandy, taxi drivers refused to take me for anything other than cash and for much more cash than before the hurricane. But in free Ukraine, in the parts that has not been captured or has been already liberated from Russian killers, there are no problems with banks, cash or non-cash payments, money transfers or currency exchange. Even in cities located a few kilometers from the front line, I can safely pay not even with a card, but with a phone by touching the payment terminal. In villages and small shops where there are no such terminals, the seller will readily dictate the number of his or her bank account so I can transfer money to the seller in mobile application of my bank. They come in a minute or two after purchase is made. So it is not necessary to carry cash with you. In general, the banking system, mobile communications and postal delivery services in Ukraine have long ago surpassed probably all their Western competitors in terms of quality of service. I pay about $10 a month for unlimited mobile internet, 10 hours of phone conversations. To be honest, I never even got close to exhausting this limit. I order the things I need for the service via the internet, pay online, and in a day or two, they reach from Kyiv or even cities far more distant from the front to post offices, which continue to work even where shells explosions are heard almost every minute. The national currency, of course, noticeably sank in value after the start of a full-scale war. Those who had some cash reserves hurried to convert them into more stable foreign currency. Currency exchange points work. In any bank, you can buy euros or dollars or exchange them for hryvnias. But it is impossible to pay in foreign currency for goods or services. All transactions in Ukraine are carried out only in hryvnia. You can transfer money from PayPal to a Ukrainian card without any problems. During the war, the company does not even take a commission from Ukrainians for all transactions with PayPal. By the way, with PayPal, I paid for a new plates for my bulletproof vest, for which my listeners collected money. My daughter already has these plates in Europe, and if nothing extraordinary happens, they will arrive in Ukraine in a couple of weeks.